السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. أما بعد، respected علماء، حفاظ، elders، brothers in Islam، we thank Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'asi and wisdom has granted us this great gift of Iman. And what Iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set some warning dates for us and months every now and then. It's just like a speed bump. We have just passed and witnessed the month of Ramadan, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our ibadah, our tilawat, our taraweeh, our sadaqah, our zakat has been accepted, inshallah. Then after Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala knows the time of Eid comes, generally the level of Iman starts dropping. So Allah Ta'ala said, listen, before that, you know, we call it the soda water gas, before that gas goes out, let me give you one more bonus. And what is that bonus? I'll give you the 6 of Shawwal. And what you'll get for the 6 fast of Shawwal if you keep? Kana ka siyam al-dahr. It will be as if you have kept fast for the entire year. And generally, in general, illa mashallah, some people can keep fast the whole year besides the Eid. But in general, who can fast the entire year? Very, very difficult. So Allah said, I'll throw in a bonus for you. Here's your bonus. And who doesn't like a bonus? Bonus and discount. Indian's best friend. Huh? Bonus and discount, our best friend. So that what we wanted, Allah gave us. But why Allah gave it to us? Who asked for it? Did we ever sit and make dua and ask Allah, Allah, give me the reward for fasting the entire year? Did we ever ask? Today is easy. We all raise our hands. And the entire world is like this. Each and every one of us, our main fikr is our rizq, our stomach. Don't worry, my stomach is not big because a lot there. It's because I'm not training. That's the problem. Main fikr. Even in front of Kaaba Sharif, Ya Allah, give me this, give me this, give me this. But whoever asks Allah to give you the reward of everything. I'm talking general terms. Illa mashallah, there's a lot of people who do. But do we ever ask Allah for that reward? So we have to come and realize that we have to beg Allah for the rewards of the things. And the greatest gift that Allah will give us is on that day when Allah reveals Himself to us. And then we will understand what was the essence of all that ibadat. All that difficulty, that tension, that hardness, that effort, waking up in the morning, eating whole day, no water, no food, hot. Effort, effort, effort. And then when we see Allah and the beauty of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the jamal of Allah, what enjoyment will we get from that? So Allah Ta'ala give us the full benefit of the month of Ramadan and the full benefit of the 6th of Shawwal also, inshallah. We have the whole month to fast. Whoever can, kana ka siyam al-dahr. The entire year's fasting you will get it. The reward of the entire year, inshallah. We all try, inshallah. Now, my beloved brothers, the world is moving very, very fast. Things are happening. Wars are taking place. The Muslims are being oppressed. The Muslims are being oppressed. Our mothers are being raped. Sisters are being raped, molested. We have to start blaming ourselves in some way. Generally, when we live in a Muslim environment, a calm environment, we hear the adhan, there's masjid, madrasa, school, ta'aleem, the effort of dawat and tabligh taking place everywhere. We go into our comfort zone. And it becomes routine. Azan gets called out, we go to the masjid, time for ta'aleem, poster is up, girls knocking the door, we know what's the bayan already. But once we start moving out, we will understand, my beloved brothers, this iman that we have, and this effort of deen that we have, is needed in different parts, I won't even say the world, in different parts of this country. So I come from a small place called Azadwal. I'm sure everybody knows Azadwal. So I was in the same environment. Close to my house, the masjid, Darul Uloom is there, mashayikh and ulama are there. Business world is open to us. So one day my ustad, my muhtamim sahab, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid sahab, he said, Mauli sahab, now is enough now. You need to move out a little bit. I said, Mauli sahab, where we must move out? Everything is founded for. We got everything here. We go to work in the morning, come in the evening, eat, go for gush, come back. Everything is simple. Life is simple. So Maulana made me move to one place called Kattu. Kattu, when I Googled it the first time, everybody uses Google, now it's ChatGPT, right? It brought up Thailand. I got happy. I said, Maulana say, go to Thailand. But I looked properly, it's in the Northern Cape. So generally when we think of Northern Cape, everybody just knows about the Big Hole and Kimberley. But Northern Cape is the biggest province in South Africa. So I said, go there, go see there, there's nothing happening there. You set up something there. So I ignored Maulana. I said, where am I going to go? I checked the distance, 600 kilometers, no aprawara there, nothing. Where am I going to go stay there? He said, go. After a few weeks, Maulana phoned me again. This is the fikr of our Akabirin. Mauli sahab, did you go? I said, no, sahab, I'm not going. He said, no, go check. So I went. I took a drive. And let me tell you, Durban's heat is not hot. We reached temperatures of 50. Another 1 or 2 years Ramadan, you guys have to make dua for us. Eh? So I went, I took a drive. I looked at the place. I said, no, this is not my cup of tea. No masjid, no environment, no madrasa, And I'm not talking just one town. Kuruman the same. Katu the same. Posmasburg the same. Olivansuk the same. I'm saying all these names so inshallah somebody can make dua for all these places. I said, no man, where am I moving to? I can't move here. I came back away, I saw the place, I said, no, not my style. Nothing happening. After a while, Maulana phones me again. Maulana, go. Start. I said, what's up? What must I do about my business is running? What must I do? He said, no, Allah Ta'ala will take care of everything. I said, okay, I went. I booked a B&B. I stayed 2 days. After 2 days, I told my wife, I said, I must take you. This is not for us. This is not for us. I phoned my Abba. I said, Daddy, we're coming back. Send a truck. Whatever we took with us, you bring it. We're coming back. He said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm sure. I still remember very clearly it was a Sunday. And moving to a new town, knowing nothing about the town still, my phone wasn't working, so I said, let me go to Vodacom shop. I'll give you a car, Guzari. So I said, I'm going to the Vodacom shop, let's fix my phone. As I entered the store, I saw one lady there. And I'm telling my wife, hey, there's a Aprawari chair, you know. So it's our Muslim girl. Who's going to hire a Bangladeshi in Vodacom? I said to her, that's not a Bengali. That's a local. She saw my wife in hijab and parda. She came, she helped us. Now I'm looking for every excuse to find that this is a Muslim girl. Something is telling me she's Muslim. A woman put on their Tupperwares, that sticker, you know, with their name. So when we go to the masjid for iftar, doesn't get lost. Now they put it even on the ice cream Tupperware. You must bring it back home. You see? They bring that also home. So I saw that kind of sticker on her computer screen. So I said, hey, you a Muslim? And I said it in that tone. Now tell my wife, you see, you said I'm wrong, but I'm right. No, women always make us wrong. I can say this, there's no woman listening to us. Huh? Women always make us, but we know we're right. So I said, hey, you're Muslim. So she put her hand in her chest and she took out her cross. And the words that hit us the hardest was this, no, I am a Christian. So what she says next, she says, no, I'm a Christian. We go to church. So I said, but your name is Muslim. And look at the beauty of the name, Nazifa. Nazifa means clean, pure. And we there in the Bundus, not Solomons, like how the Cape Townians, not Solomons, Suleiman. Nazifa Suleiman. So I said, but how you a Muslim? She says, no, my father was a Muslim. I say, what's your father's name? She says, no, my father's name is Isu. I say, hey, amen. We say Isu. Who's there? Everybody say Isu bai, Isu bai. We say Isu. She says, no, we were Muslims. My father was a Muslim. We all grew up as Christians. We go to church. I say, even your father? He say, yeah, all of us. So now we're in shock now. Okay, she did our work, everything finished. I asked her, where your father stays? She said, no, if you go here, there's one location there, and you will look for him, and you'll find him there. So she gave me some direction. There's no street location, got no street name. All right, okay, finish. We walk out of the store. My wife is looking at me, I'm looking at her. We got tears in our eyes. I said, listen, don't give me that look. I know what happened. But we have already decided that we're going now. We're not staying here. This town is not for us. He says, but now how are we going to go now? Look at this here. How are we going to go? With a heavy heart, we said, okay, let's give it a shot. What's the worst? It's not like we're dependent on something or we need to. Okay, let's stay a while. Let's see what we can do. Maybe we'll do something. So I phone back home. I say, okay, daddy, you know what? Give us a few months, let's see. He say, you sure? I say, yeah, okay, let's see. So now I started looking for the Muslims in the area. No local Muslims, only foreign nationals. So if my wife's curry kichri is not nice, I can't go next door and chow somebody's, you know, to sit now, stuck. Nevertheless, I start looking for the Muslims, gathering them. We start performing salah. This is still, mashallah, a nice structure. Our salah ground, we used to throw just normal rugs over. We had a shade net, and that was our salah khana for Jummah. Hot. 45, 50. This year we passed 50, I think. Then in the back of my house, I bought one place in the back of the house. I made one small aftak, you know, like a zinc structure. No walls, just on one side. We started talim, all those things. And gush, our main amal at that time, there was no masjid, was gush. Only gush. We don't realize the benefit of gush until we in it. Wallahi, we don't get musallis if we don't go for mulaqats and gush. If I don't go for mulaqats before Zohar, my Zohar salah is empty. So I go to look for isup. We'll try to wrap it up quickly, inshallah. I look for isup. Now, how I used to go for gush that time in the location, I had a baki. The back of my baki, I used to carry a can, 20-liter can, with water can, so you can make wuzu anywhere. You guys know the condition of the tuck shops. You can't go inside there. So I used to go like that. So one day I found isup. Isup was in a different zone, different level. But you know how we tablighis are. You talk to the 2 minutes, your chomi, you know. So I say, isup, listen, you know what, it's Maghrib time, man. Can I take out my musalla? I want to pray outside your house, you know. So I say, okay, wait 1 minute. So I thought isup is going in the house and he's going to come tell me, okay, you know what, don't pray outside, pray inside. Or he's going to wear a kurta maybe, he's going to make wuzu. That's what I thought. So he comes back and he says, listen, my mother-in-law says you can't pray here. So I still looked at him, I say, Isup, whose house is this? He said, no, it's my house. I say, hey, Isup, your mother-in-law is ruling you, eh? They say, no, just go from here. With a heavy heart, I went away. But every week I used to go back to Isup. Every week without fail. And I never used to talk anything serious. No dawat also. Just lawaro. Just talk, Isup, what you doing? What you doing? Isup used to mine diamonds. You know what's a zama-zama? Anybody know zama-zamas? Those illegal miners. He used to go all the way up to Springbok. He used to go get diamonds. Elderly. So I started talking to him like that. So, fast forward 1.5 years later. By that time now, alhamdulillah, we built a masjid. Madrasa started. But still never left Isup. So 1.5 years later, one jamaat was with me. I took them for mulaqats to the location. The location is about 25 kilometers from my house. Inshallah, we're going to build a masjid there also. So I went to Isup. Isup was busy fixing something in his roof. I say, Isup, you know, I'm coming to you 1.5 years now. Have I best take you by? Today, you're coming with me. Today, you're coming with me. He say, no, Imam, I'm not coming with you. I say, no, Isup, today you're coming with me. He say, no, anyway, we carried on. I came back to the masjid. As I reached the masjid, Isup's phone call comes. He says, okay, Imam, come fetch me. I got excited. I drove back to the location. When I went to pick Isup up, I couldn't hold myself. Isup is standing on his porch, duffel bag, kurta, and a topi. Now I'm thinking, Allahu Akbar, what's happening now? I get off, I pick up his bag, put it in the car. I'm chup now. I don't know what to say. Okay, we come back to the masjid. We have meals with the Jamaat. In a style, we start making Yusuf read Kalima again. The night passes, he sleeps the night in the masjid. Next day, Jamaat is going away. Who wants to stay there by us in the Bundus? Nobody wants to stay there. Chuck. Jamaat is going 3 days up. So I say, Yusuf, what are you going to do now? He say, Imam, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. I say, Subhanallah. I say, Yusuf, I'm sending you for 40 days. I'm sending you for 40 days. He say, what's it? I say, you don't worry. I'm sending you to the Merkez in Joburg, Masjid-e-Nur. You're going for 40 days. He say, I got no money. I say, you don't worry. I'm sending you to the Merkez. You just go. Yusuf gets ready from there. He goes out for 40 days. Can I take few minutes more? This was the time of COVID. So Yusuf has one son from his wife who passed away. Stays very close to Azadwal, a place called Florida. But it was on the same tertib of his father. Married a non-Muslim. Life totally. So his son phones me. His name is Farid. And he says, hey, you send me my father. My father's going to die. It's COVID time. I gave him a good hearing. When he was done, I said, Farid, you worried about your father dying in the masjid. Firstly, it's COVID time. We're going to send your father to a nice masjid. 3 meals a day, bathroom, shower, toilet. What are you worried? Your father is a zama. They sleep in a car. There's no toilet to go to. There's no shower to shower in. There's no food to eat. They struggle and struggle. And if you're so worried, Farid, it's COVID time, I'm sure you're not working. Join your father. He says, me. I say, yes, you. He says, okay, where must I go? Now I'm even more shocked now. I say, okay, yeah, you must go to Merkez. Farid goes, he joins his father at the Merkez. Father and son uniting after I don't know how long. Fighting also in Jamaat. After 40 days, Isubai comes back to Kattu. He says, no, I'm not going home. It was the first 10 days of our itikaf. First ever 10 days of itikaf in that whole halka. So he joins again for 10 days. Farid ends off, he spends 4 months. He finishes 4 months. Fast forward, time is short. The next Ramadan, Isub comes again, he spends 10 days again in the masjid. After Ramadan, I normally go away. So Yusuf phones me in Medina Sharif. He says, boy, I'm sick. My liver is collapsing. I say, Yusuf, you can't die now, please. You never show me how to identify a diamond stuff. I say, Imam, this time I'm not going to make it. As I reach back home, he phones me, say, I'm not well. So I send on his phone, Kalima, Talkeen. So I said, must read to the dying person. Give him shahada. So I say, Yusuf, read. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. As I come to the parking lot, I get the call. Maulana, my father passed away. I say, what he said last? Something he was reading and he passed away. Allah, my beloved brothers, we take this for granted. Who is going to come and save us to give us kalima to die, my beloved brothers? Who is going to give us that kalima? When Yusuf passed away, he had a full sunnat beard. He passed away with a smile on his face. And the most valuable thing, he passed away with shahada. Yusuf left Islam for almost 27 years. No one met him in 27 years. Who's going to save us? Who's going to leave their house? Who's going to leave their shop? Who's going to leave their family? Who's going to leave everything just to come to us to give us kalima on the time we're dying, my beloved? My niyat for the Northern Cape was, at the end, was 1 year. It's going to be 9 years. Talim is taking place, madrasa is taking place. Jamaats are coming and moving. Every year I say 1 year left. Then we build another place. I say 1 year left, then we start with another. Come and see the Northern Cape. Northern Cape, Eastern Cape. People are big. Isup is one example. Wallahi, there's many. We have Shaida, we have Faiza, we have Anissa. We have a Hafiza, Aisha. And I'm not talking about, sometimes we think, no, maybe from the colored community. Wallahi, the fathers are Indians, Gujaratis. We have Jogis, we have Jivas. Aisha did two paras of Hivs. She's going to church wearing a mini skirt. Where did you find the name Muhammad and a person wearing a cross and going to the church? Isup's children are gone. Look at the names he gave his children. Ibrahim, Izzuddin, Shafi'i, Isup, Nazifa. Gone! What guarantee do we have that we're going to go in the right direction? Who's going to save us? For this Allah has made the effort of movement, person to person, door to door. Only talking simple things. The greatness of Allah. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The success of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The everlasting life of Akhirat. For this, the Ijtimaa is going to be taking place in Lodium. Make dua for the Ijtimaa. Make dua for the success of the Ijtimaa. All the Jamaats that are moving around. All the people that are sacrificing their families. The effort is needed, my beloveds. There's thousands. Imagine, did you ever think Muhammad going to church? Muhammad! Who's going to make that effort? It's our shoulders, my brothers. We all try, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the ability to practice and bring true Islam into our life. What the effort of Islam, the effort of Sahaba, the effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.